first few notes are unmistakable. London Calling, The Clash, 1979, the song that became an anthem for a new edgy London that could be hard, dark, cutty.
London calling through the faraway towns, now war is declared and battle come down.
Now organizers of the 2012 Olympic Games want to use that song to invite the world to come to London. Have they heard the lyrics? Music writer and BBC freelancer Alan Connor has. He joins us from London. Alan, thanks for being back with us.
What a pleasure to be back with you again, Scott.
Now, how does a post-apocalyptic punk song become the equivalent of My Kind of Town?
You put your finger on it when you said to invite the world to come to London, which is what they're trying to do. In the song, London's got zombies wandering around and the river's flooding and the policemen are beating everyone up, so it's not much of a way of saying, hey, come and watch our beach volleyball, you'll have a great time.
I can't wait. I'm booked now, and I'm wearing my flippers.
Yeah, well, the stadium's by the river, and so if London is drowning, people aren't going to be enjoying the 4x100 meters, are they?
Well, they could be participating. The field will grow a lot larger. but I mean, that first line, "London Calling," so arresting. It's got important history and symbolism, doesn't it?
This is London. London calling in the home, overseas, and European services of the BBC.
It has, and I think the Clash knew what they were doing when they were using it. The phrase before the Clash song was mainly identified with the BBC World Service. It was broadcasting to occupied countries during the Second World War.
I got to share something with you. When I covered the siege of Sarajevo, London Calling was a very important song to the teenage kids there. Mm. They identified with it a lot, and in some ways represented a kind of special sophistication, you know, for them, that the Clash understood.
London calling through the faraway towns, now war is declared, and battle come down.
That line in itself did a great job for punk in the late 1970s of kind of advertising to the whole world, well, we've got this new music coming. So it's celebrating London, but it's also repudiating the previous decade's idea of London. The kind of, when he says we ain't got no swing, he's trying to, I think Joe Strummer, the songwriter, is trying to put in the bin the swinging London, red bus, black taxi, groovy baby kind of type of London.
Yeah, phony Beatlemania, right? That's the phrase in there.
It's a sort of anti-advert for London, I suppose.
London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing.
I guess it's kind of nice that this is one song nobody's asked Sir Paul McCartney to write.
Well, I think, you know...
And he does a great job, don't get me wrong, okay?
You walk around London and you just hear people breathing a sigh of relief that Elton John hasn't been asked to do.
That's Sir Elton John to you, Alan.
Apologise, Your Honour, Sir Elton.
I think it's a great song and I can't wait to hear it thousands of times in 2012. Thanks very much for being with us, Alan.
Thanks again, Scott. It's always a pleasure.
Alan Connor, music writer, speaking with us from you know where.
I never felt so much alike.